There is only one story tonight. You know what it is. We have new details to tell you about, but we're not going to pretend that we understand it any better than we did right after it happened. It is a horror beyond words. An elementary school, kids as young as 5 years old, the second deadliest school shooting ever in this country. 20 little children, 7 adults killed, plus the shooter who apparently took his own life. All in a close-knit, quiet community, about 90 minutes drive from New York. We're going to give you all the latest information tonight. But what we won't do is repeat the shooter's name over and over again, as has been done throughout the day. We don't want history to remember this murder. We want history to remember the victims, the teachers, the children, those whose lives have been so unfairly taken. We've got a team of correspondents working on this tragedy, including our Soledad O'Brien, who's on the scene. Soledad?
Anderson, a vigil was held tonight. The people of Newtown trying to come to grips with what has happened here, really just behind us this morning. But right now, this is still an active crime scene. And that means that many of the bodies are lying still where they fell inside that school, including the body of the killer. We do want to at least tell you his name. It is Adam Lanza. And as Anderson said, we're not going to be repeating it much tonight at all. 20 years old. His mother taught at the school. She was found dead at her family home. It's unclear exactly how she died or when she died.
Soledad, that the idea that those kids are still in the school, I mean, it is such a horrific image to think about tonight, and for the parents not to have been able to see their children so far.
Yeah, the police say it's an active crime scene, and they told us that they thought by Sunday they'd be able to have the crime scene part of it and the investigation, at least that portion of it, wrapped up. But now we're getting told that actually it might be even as soon as tomorrow morning. But as you can imagine, imagine already knowing that your child has perished inside of that school and you can't even go and get the body. It would be a horrific thing.
Well, let's hope the children are brought home soon. We do know that the mother of the shooter legally purchased the weapons that were used. HLN's Rita Cosby reports he broke his way through the front door into the school, two semi-automatic handguns and a military-style M16 clone called the Bushmaster. We also know that police today in Hoboken, New Jersey, took the killer's older brother in for questioning. They did not label him a suspect. No word at this hour whether he is still in custody. There's a lot to tell you about right now this hour. But let's just start at the beginning.
At all units, the individual that I have on the phone is continuing to hear what he believes to be gunfire.
The first word was chilling. It only got worse.
They are reporting multiple fatalities involved in the shooting at the elementary school.
With each new report, the horror deepened.
Reports say the number of dead closer to 30 than to 20, and sadly, most of them are children.
Every detail, every fact brought more sadness. Each fresh piece of information, a part of the picture. A school, kindergarten through fourth grade. A sanctuary that was supposed to be a place of safety, torn apart.
She heard, like, the intercom came on the school, and she heard a scream, and she heard two gunshots, and then the school went into lockdown.
A student's teenage big brother describing the sounds of a gunman on the loose at Sandy Hook Elementary.
On and off duty troopers responded to the school, and with Newtown police immediately upon arrival, entered the school and began a complete active shooter search of the building.
They arrived to carnage. The killer, says a law enforcement source with detailed knowledge, was dressed for battle, in black fatigues, and armed for mass murder, with two pistols and a military-style rifle. In parts of the school, students were told to hide in corners. Teachers risked their own lives to pull boys and girls to safety.